Since the 24th of February, more than 100 facts of the purposeful destruction of the Ukrainian language in various spheres of public life have been recorded in the territories of Ukraine temporarily occupied by Russia. Russian occupiers in Ukraine burn books in the Ukrainian language. After the invaders occupy a settlement, they loot and destroy libraries. According to data from open sources, we have recorded more than 100 facts that testify to the actual deprivation of the right of citizens to use, learn and get education in the Ukrainian language, discrimination and repression against persons who publicly manifest their Ukrainian national identity, in particular through communication in the Ukrainian language. This may indicate the planned assimilation policy of the occupation regime, said Taras Kremen, Commissioner for the Protection of the State Language. Linguicide in the territories of Ukraine temporarily occupied by Russia is accompanied by threats, intimidation, use of physical force, psychological pressure, detention, abduction, torture and murder. The systematic implementation by the occupiers of the policy of linguicide in the occupied territories and in the areas of hostilities is a criminal violation of international law and the laws of Ukraine, which must be properly recorded, investigated and sent to court. The perpetrators must be identified and punished, the commissioner emphasized. Natalia Tolub.